is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, the 11th of August, 2023. I'm really excited, Mr. Sawyer. It's a sports Always. Friday.
It is.
And while there's all the competition going on around the world, you and I, we're having our own competition today.
Uh-huh.
Rowing is a sport.
It is indeed a sport, according to you.
I mean, what I'm saying is I have a group of people who can attest to the fact that rowing is an accredited sport across the globe in the international community.
Well, you finally get yourself a soapbox to stand on, eh?
That's what I'm telling you. And oh, if I could row, so. Good morning, Mr. Eric Sawyer.
Good morning, Miss Erin Green. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Excellent.
I'm very good, thank
Excellent.
You. Excellent. Even though I left the Gineps home, I had to pull through. Played a little song by Miriam Makeba to remind me that everything is okay. We can survive without the Gineps.
Yeah, the Gineps right on.
It's still Ginep season, people. Pick your Ginep. If you think the Ginep going off, pop them into a pot, cover them with water, boil them. It's time to make Ginep lemonade.
It's also NFL season. The NFL is back, baby.
I can't worry about the NFL, yeah. Mr. Sawyer, because the Bahamas national basketball team, the men's team, now has 4 NBA players on it.
They do.
Yeah, we're going to get to that. Don't call any names. We're going to get to that.
I ain't calling no names.
I'm going to start the show. Joining me this morning are guests from the Toastmasters International Convention 2023. We're going to get into that conversation as soon as I'm finished with our live reads for this morning. Remember, today, Friday the 11th of August, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Solomon's Fresh Market, Old Fort Bay location. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. This offer is limited to the first 100 customers to show us their sand dollar-enabled wallet at each location. One top-up per person so as many people as possible can experience the sand dollar. Sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. This brings us to the on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. We've got 3 questions today. They're pretty easy.
Shoot.
I need 3 winners today, so let's get the calls and the texts in quickly. Every day for the next 2 months, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win up to $300 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number and your digital wallet address or custom name. If you answer the question correctly, you'll be transferred back to the producer to confirm your information. Remember, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. You could only win once. So now's the time to go to the Play Store, go to the App Store, choose one of the 7 local sand dollar digital wallets and download it. Get it started. So here's our first question for the day, inspired by Mr. Eric Sawyer III, who is the latest NBA player to join the Bahamas men's national basketball team. Who is the latest player?
I can't answer that. Right?
No, you can't answer that. We got 4 people now. Who is the latest player to join the team? The numbers to call 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's a toll-free number for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. And our text line, powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Again, who is the latest NBA player to join the National Basketball Team? Let's get to our discussion. Joining us today from Toastmaster Convention 2023, our distinguished Toastmasters and conference host, Anthony Longley.
Better known as Tony the Tiger.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, Bahamas. Thank you, Aaron.
Absolutely. Now, there's a little secret to winning a rowing competition. I don't tell my competitors that you have to speak directly into the mic. That's how I get an edge on them. So when we speak in, we can go straight into the mic. And joining him this morning is the keynote speaker at this year's convention, Ms. Lisa Nichols.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here with you guys.
We not more excited than us, ma'am. Not more excited than us. And to my left, please introduce yourself, sir.
Good morning. Carlos Palacios.
Yes.
One of the presenters at the conference. It's a pleasure to be here, Aaron. Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Now, there's some other guests, but they're not coming in. They're free to join us. We're going to have a good time. But I'm glad that you guys are here this morning. Toastmasters International is a nonprofit educational organization that teaches public speaking and leadership skills through a worldwide network of clubs. Headquartered in Inglewood, Colorado, the organization's membership is approximately 280,000 people in more than 14,700 clubs in 144 countries.
That's plenty.
Oh, yeah. Since 1924, Toastmasters International has helped people from diverse backgrounds become more confident speakers, communicators, and leaders. And they're joining us, our reps are joining us this morning to tell us about Toastmaster International Convention 2023 that starts next week. So, I've got some questions lined up. Clubs are in New Providence, or in the Bahamas, actually. There I go, being Nassau Century. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Aaron. We have 38 Toastmasters clubs here in the Bahamas at present. The Toastmasters network in the Bahamas is a part of District 47, which encompasses all of Southeast Florida and the Bahamas.
Okay. See, this makes sense because I watched this man on the side of the road next to my mango tree. And I catch him. I thought I caught him. I said, what you doing, sir? He said, I'm not picking mangoes. I said, what you mean? You look like you're picking mangoes. This boy talked the mangoes off the tree. He convinced the mangoes to drop off the tree himself. So I know there must be 38 Toastmasters clubs in the Bahamas. And y'all are doing an excellent job. So what is the theme for this year's convention?
A paradise of possibilities.
A paradise.
Because we've brought them from all around the world to this paradise.
A whole vision in four words.
That's Toastmasters for you right there.
A paradise of possibilities. Somebody said I was working on a national development plan. I think we could start now.
Absolutely.
Because now we have the right root, the right foundation for our discussion. A paradise of possibilities. What can we see as convention?
The convention kicks off on Wednesday yes. afternoon, our opening ceremony. We are anticipating an address mm-hmm. by the Prime Minister.
You put it closer to the air.
Yes.
Okay.
And following that exciting opening ceremony, at which we will have our keynote speaker, Mrs. Lisa Nichols Hall.
Wait, pause.
Thank you
for establishing the protocol.
Yeah,
I wanted to claim Ms. Nichols Hall as a Bahamian from my saw in the hallway, but I wanted to be polite. Because my American brothers and sisters, they like datings too.
Yes.
We're glad to have you with us,
Listen,
cousin.
Let's be very clear. I have been here for 3 years now. I am Lisa Nichols Hall, happily married to Marcellus Hall, who just came in the studio. I want to say hello to my wonderful husband.
You know, I've been accused of missing broad hints, but that was a direct hint that I just heard. So she's a somebody outside and need to join us. So I say, and she was looking right at me the time. So I say, I think that means me. So
on a good sports Friday, sir.
Right.
One of the country's leading sportscasters.
Why not have Marcellus on?
Am I able to answer your trivia question?
No, you cannot.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
So one of the things I'm excited about is that Bahamas is in a season of explosive growth. Explosive growth from mindset to spirituality to economics, and this really catapulted. Mm-hmm. I love what I heard this morning about that there's been years and years of international opportunities that Bahamas is now taking advantage of having the Toastmasters here.
Yes.
So I'm excited to set some people's intention on fire. And to validate what many people have known is possible.
Setting people's intention on fire. And I just felt helping people to articulate their dreams, desires, and visions, and helping them to articulate a plan to drive them toward it. Absolutely. I love it. I love it.
Well, one of the things we talked about this morning was speaking is not just for stage. That anytime you want to, and first of all, we should always speak to inspire and not to impress.
Mm-hmm.
And when you speak to inspire, you can ignite fires in anyone, any way, whether it be radio, television, video, whether it be one-to-one or one-to-many. So Toastmasters in this conversation is about how do you use your voice to do more good in the world? How do you use your voice to lift up your dreams and to lift up your family? Mm-hmm. You know, your voice is the doorway, whether you're on stage or whether you're at an office or whether you're at a round table or whether you're at a conference room. Do you want to ignite fires in people? Do you want to inspire people? If you do, then you want to be there.
And helping to inspire the attendees at our convention, besides distinguished Toastmaster Carlos Palacios, who's with us this morning, we have distinguished Toastmasters Duquesa Dean, Linda Clark, and we have Miss Simone Bow, who is a very well-known corporate trainer.
Absolutely. In fact, Mr. Palacios, you'll be speaking on the title of your presentation, Unleash Your Potential, How Toastmasters Empowers You to Build Your Dreams, with Carlos Palacios, and mentioned leadership and conflict resolution from collision to collaboration with Simone Bow. I want to say because we think how we speak and we act how we speak, right? How we construct words, how we see them and put them together, that sort of dictates how we think and how we act. And if we can help people better articulate themselves, then we can drive people to healthier decisions and better cultures.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And we know we got too much collision going on around here.
In fact, I was about to say that I think if we did a study, we would see that people drive the way that they think and speak. And something as small as helping people form their words and ideas better can help people improve other skills in their lives.
And more so their thoughts, because Toastmasters is about better thinking, speaking, and listening skills.
Exactly. And that's what drives influence. And so when we talk about the need for improving communication, mm-hmm. many of the challenges that we see in our community, whether it's interpersonal challenges in the family, et cetera, can be tackled through effective communication. And the power of Toastmasters and the program is it allows you to draw the best out of yourself no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And we're all at different levels, of course, in our society. You know, the conference theme is a paradise of possibilities. And while we live in paradise, we also have to appreciate that we are paradise, which means we are a group of energy, we are a ball of fire, and we have the ability to light sparks and to change the community for the better. And so this convention is an opportunity to bring like-minded persons together to, for the first time in the history, get the conference in the Bahamas, an organization that's been around for many, many years, mm-hmm. and allows us to be able to infuse some of this fire throughout our community.
Absolutely. Second time outside of the U.S. for the convention, but first time in the Bahamas.
It's very exciting.
Paradise of
possibilities.
And I think that when you talk about possibilities for a community, the first law of nature is self-preservation. That when you want to lift up others, first lift up yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time where you are your own rescue. you know, not without spirituality, not without family, not without community, but it first starts with you. Mm-hmm. And so I'm super excited because when I look at my life and I look at 1995 when I was broken, mm-hmm. and I look at me making a decision, not to imply that anyone that's at that place, that you have to be there in order to value the conference, but I do know that a series of decisions caused me to go from there to here. Mm-hmm. And I believe that everyone's life is on the move for growth and expansion. And this would be one of those decisions that puts you in the right place at the right time.
Absolutely. Producer, I got a light flashing for a trivia winner. There's a lot of events taking place. Let's talk about the special events. Three of them, the networking lunches, the President's Celebration, and what I'm inspired by is the Smedley Fund 5K. Right? Let's start there.
Yeah.
The Smedley Fund 5K.
The Smedley Fund 5K. The organization was founded in 1924 by Dr. Ralph C. Smedley.
Okay.
Who had this vision to, he began with the youth, mm-hmm. to teach young persons how to communicate and interact effectively, and that spiraled to what we have here now. And we have a foundation, and this foundation reaches out and helps Toastmasters clubs around the world in times of crises, mm-hmm. after natural disasters, for example, and so forth, to help them get back on their feet. And so this is a fundraising opportunity to help boost the resources of the foundation. So it's a 5K fun run walk, very walker friendly. That's 3.1 miles, 5K.
Yes.
And it'll be within the perimeters of Bahama. They have a trail.
Okay.
Yeah, so it'll be safe. We won't be hitting onto the main thoroughfare where everybody's driving at 125 miles per hour in the morning.
There you go. Right?
Not trying to swerve into walkers and runners.
Absolutely, right? As if it's a sport.
I know, because I am a runner who be on Cable Beach every Saturday.
Absolutely.
Getting cussed at. And so it's going to be fun. We already have well over 100 persons registered. It's open to Bahamians, even who are not attending the convention. Yeah. Again, access is by way of www.toastmasters.org, mm-hmm. and click on events and one can register.
Listen, yesterday I had a group from a group called It's Our Turn, an event they're having called the Jesus March. It's a youth advocacy and support group, a Christian youth movement. And we talked about young people being able to discern spirit and how do you discern through all of the noise and the chaos. The young people were so articulate. And so I appreciate the foundation of Toastmasters. That's not just a tool for young people. It's a tool for the world, because young people are developing new language. They're developing new culture. And it's not something we can stop. It's not our right to stop it. But we do have an obligation to support them.
Right. And the other event you alluded to, the president's inauguration, which will be immediately followed by the president's inauguration ball.
Okay.
So the president, on Saturday, we have the business meeting where we elect the new members of the board for the ensuing year. And they will be officially installed during the inauguration. And that'll be followed by the president ball. Our deputy prime minister and minister of tourism, investment, aviation, the Honorable I. Chester Cooper, will be with us for the president's inauguration.
He will address
the audience.
I'll be honest, though. I saw dancing and dinner. Dinner and dancing. Who will be performing at the event? Who will be entertaining people at the event?
That man of being me.
Are you dancing or are you cooking?
Right. Look at how I'm going to have to become a Toastmasters right away. Let me take this call, guys. Good morning, caller. You are on the clock.
Our team to answer the trivia question.
Right now, do me a favor. When you answer the trivia question, you spoke to the producer already?
No, Mom.
Okay, don't hang up. The producer's going to take your... Don't hang up when you give me the correct answer. Do you have the correct answer?
Yes, Mom.
I'm ready for it.
Eric Gordon.
What's Eric Gordon's middle name?
Man.
I mean, you won the prize.
Stop
you won the prize.
Petty, stop being petty.
But
stop
Eric
being...
Gordon, what's
oh,
Eric
man.
Gordon's middle name?
Oh, man.
Oh, I don't...
Well, I can tell you. His middle name is Ambrose. And as soon as I saw his middle name, I said, yeah, this boy is a Bahamian. You can't deny his Bahamianness with a middle name like Ambrose.
Sweet.
Thank you. Producer, Kermit, Please take the call. Producer's going to take your information. Thank you so very much for calling. Now that we're here, let me throw out the second question for the day quickly, guys. What is the first offense Sam is accused of in the song, Oh Sam, Oh Sam, Oh Sam, No Good Sam? What is the first offense that Sam is accused of in the song, Oh Sam, Oh Sam? The number is to call 323-6232-3254-354-259 and 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas but not in New Providence. Now, let's get back to the list of events quickly. World Champions of Public Speaking Roundtable.
Yes.
This sounds exciting. Yeah. Mr. Sawyer, don't mind World Cup soccer. Very exciting. This sounds even more exciting because Bahamians, yeah. Ooh, we love to hear.
It's exciting. Our speech contest series is an opportunity for our members to put to test what they have been trained in throughout their experience in Toastmasters. And every year we have what we call the International Speech Contest. And this begins at the club level.
Mm-hmm.
And every winner then advances to the area, there being about average of five clubs per area.
Oh, wow.
Then you have to win now over those other four or five contestants.
But you have to say, what does that mean on how many people initially enter into the competition?
Oh, well, by the time you would have gotten even as far as the district,
yeah,
you would have won over thousands of contestants.
Thousands.
Okay? Wow, yes.
And then it goes on to Toastmasters, but I should say you would have won over hundreds by the time you get to the district. By the time you get on to the semifinals, yes, you would have won over thousands. And then you get on to the preliminaries.
Mm-hmm.
And here on Thursday of the contest, we will have the semifinals. We have a Bahamian who has advanced to the semifinals in the person of Toastmaster Anastasia Palacios, who is the good wife of Toastmaster Carlos Palacios.
You could claim that. Yeah. Anastasia is my cousin.
Okay.
You could claim wife
yeah.
as my cousin.
Yeah. Cousin.
So, so that's a good reason for not yet registered to register
to come out and support.
And come out and support
now,
her.
This is not a row. This is not a debate, right?
No. This is a speech contest. She has to prepare a 5 to 7 minute speech with great content, motivational content.
Sheer talent.
The
ability to move and inspire a room inside out. Absolutely. Sheer talent. And she is in the home stretch and deserves to be celebrated with all the other finalists that has made it this far. But I'm screaming nice and loud for my girl.
For sure.
Now, Mrs. Palacios, if you need a little backup, I have a whole presentation ready on why Chikchani should be officially allowed to be members of Toastmasters clubs.
Please don't spill the beans on her speech before she gets there.
Yeah.
I know my cousin is brilliant. I know she's brilliant.
Now, all of Chikchani and Ganaps, right?
Yeah.
All of the winners from the Thursday semifinals will advance because there are going to be several rounds, several runoffs on Saturday. So she happens to be just in one of those rounds. And the winners of each round will go on to Saturday on the grand stage for the World Championship of Public Speaking crown. Now, that is an acclaim when you would have won that. Your life is never the same after that, for the better.
Yes, without a doubt.
Yes.
Without a doubt. And we can see in the experience and career of Ms. Nichols where motivational speaking and a command and grasp of the language and the, not just the language, but the ability to communicate where it can drive you.
Absolutely. You know, I appreciate that acknowledgement because at one point, all I had was a hope, a dream, and a skill set of speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept opening my mouth and I kept working to inspire. And I know that there's individuals here who you have a dream in your belly and you're looking for evidence that the dream is worth continuing to dream about and evidence
that can help turn the dream into a reality.
Mm-hmm.
So often we hold a dream by ourselves for a length of time because it's our dream. And if no one else gets your vision, it's not because it's for theirs to get. It's because God gave you the vision, not them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a point in time when you birth your vision and you give it life and you give it breath and you give it oxygen and can catch the flame again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited to be here with Toastmasters because I'm with a bunch of visionaries. I'm with a bunch of people who have desires in their bellies. And together and collectively, when you see evidence, I love evidence. Evidence is powerful in the court of law. It's powerful in your life. When you see evidence through another soul, another human being, that a dream can become a reality, then something is set off in you that can't be stopped ideally. And so that's what I'm excited about for next week.
And I want to add to this because Lisa didn't say it, but Lisa is my wife's coach. And so my wife will tell you firsthand that the ability to take raw talent and to organize that raw talent in a structured way that allows you to manifest your full potential is something that coaching and mentoring it has to be intentionally about.
Mm-hmm.
And Toastmasters, and obviously thanks to world-class, best-in-class coaches such as Lisa Nichols, is an organization that's built around bringing the best of the world into one place. And that's what this convention represents. When I would have first joined Toastmasters, when I came back home, I had recently lost my job in the 2008 recession. I felt defeated. I was discouraged. I had no car, no job, no money. And I was invited to Toastmasters by distinguished Toastmaster Anthony Longley and Charles Newbold, two persons who would have been instrumental in allowing me to realize that their place organization to your gifts. And so I encourage those of you who may be trying to determine what this season of life has for you to consider Toastmasters. I know there's been a lot of changes in the pandemic. Persons have lost jobs. Persons have lost loved ones. Persons are still struggling to adapt to this remote work environment.
Mm-hmm.
A professional organization like Toastmasters allows persons who can see in you what you can't yet see in yourself to manifest what your paradise looks like and what those possibilities look like for you and your community.
Right. I love the song "Love Is Like a Magic Penny."
Yes.
I changed the lyrics. I'm a Bohemian cover song.
You know, Aaron, anyone who really wants to tap in and join us can either do so physically by signing up for the in-person attendance,
right?
But we also have an all-access pass that you can sign up for and join us online. Mm-hmm. You can hear Lisa Nichols speak
from the comfort of your home,
Of your home or wherever, out on the beach, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can tune into all of the educational sessions. You can enjoy the speech contest on Thursday and Saturday
for $55.
For just $55, all access pass.
It's again, amazing investment.
Right.
Via www.toastmasters.org. And go into events.
I love what you said. You said something so key. Help you organize your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want anyone to sleep on that. That there are gifts in us that are waiting to get some supercharge to.
I agree.
I am where I am because someone saw something in me that at that time I didn't even see in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they helped me curate my own gifts, organize my own gifts, and then help me get the confidence to share that gift with the world. And so I love what you said on so many levels, as well as what you said in no uncertain terms when you came back from school, you lost your job, is that you found someone that was 10 to 20 steps ahead of you. I think one of the best things we can do is find someone or an organization that can take our caboose and hook our caboose onto their train, and they're 10 to 20 steps ahead of us. Hold on tight. Take your B12 and then get ready for a ride. And I believe that's what you did. That's what your beautiful wife, Star, has done. That's what I did. I think all of us have done that. But you got to know the organization to hook onto.
Right. Sure.
And when we share ideas, right, we create a space to generate more ideas. That being a part of a group like this, you can help people see a vision that they only dreamed of. Like you say.
Absolutely. If other people don't get your vision, it's because God didn't give your vision to them. God gave your vision to you.
Absolutely. But people can enable you
help
to
you get clear on
that,
it. Mm-hmm.
Right? I love it.
And I think sometimes growing up in the islands, I just spent the past week in Inagua, we take for granted the ability that we have in our potential because we come from a small country.
Yes.
We come from a very small society. And I think we underestimate the contribution and the footprint and the impact we can have.
I agree.
And what is truly possible, being a Bahamian, being born in this season, and the interconnectivity. You can attend the virtual conference from anywhere in the world, even if you're just up the road in the Bahamas. And that is a gift that I think we have to continue to manifest as a part of our purpose.
And I think being in a small place as well, we expect the government to create the vision, when in reality, small place, the government relies on you to create a vision that they can fulfill, right?
Correct.
And to be able to articulate it. I think one of the biggest issues in our political system is the inability of citizens to articulate their thoughts in political terms.
I think one of the best things you can do for you and your family, then your community, then your country, is to become the author of your own autobiography, because people will witness you writing your own life story. Mm-hmm. When you understand no one can write your life story but you, so many times we're allowing other people to write our life story, and then we're upset about the story about us that they write.
That's true.
We'll take the pen out of their hand and write your own story. You are the designer of your destiny. And that's not hokey pokey. That's not woo woo. That's real. And if you don't like the way chapter 4 was written, then make sure chapter 5 looks different when you write it.
Now listen, this is, let me take a moment. I want to say good morning to Madam Maxine Waters. And I'd like to thank you for allowing all of our cousins to come and join us this weekend. We've got Mrs. Lisa Nichols Hall. And we have another, so the name, look here, the name just popped right out of my head. There's another speaker at this event.
Well, Aaron, we have Coach Yo is coming in.
There we go.
That's Coach.
She ain't coming in.
She's already here.
She marched away in.
Yes.
And Coach Yo is the recipient of this year's Golden Gavel Award.
Absolutely. Very prestigious award. It's only given to individuals who have proven that they are the best at what they do.
Absolutely.
And she's the best.
And let's talk about it. Not only has she taken her team back-to-back to the conference, I think, finals, but then Coach Yo came back home and is running or ran a basketball clinic.
That's right.
Yep. And we're encouraging everybody to support the clinic. Remember, all of the athletes need a ball and they need sports gear. So if you can be there at the gate to fill in the gap for students who couldn't, please be there.
And her team is the Ole Miss Rebels.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Pardon me? Lady Rebels, that's correct. Yes, Ole Miss Lady
Rebels.
And
that's just, Coach Yo is a prime example of what it means to take the best of what you've been given and blessed with and deliver it at an international world-class level. And she's a role model for many of us. So it's so encouraging to see her receive this award, an award that should be inspiration for us all as not just Bahamians, but just persons who are seeking excellence and exceptionalism in what we do every day. Mm-hmm. It's an example of living paradise. So,
and anyone who would follow her history would think that leadership and such skills might even be genetic, because her father was a leading coach in the Bahamas on the local basketball scene. Exactly.
Moon McPhee.
So, Aaron.
Mr. Sawyer, what did I tell you? I only follow Porkin. When we convinced Toastmasters International, along with the Bahamian affiliates, to support the creation of a local sports casting platform, right, for our world sports tourism platform, I will be the number one parking commentator. That's what I'm focused on. You can find one thing and focus on it, Mr. Sawyer.
Well, she'll be here.
Let it manifest.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coach Jo will be, she will be at the convention in person to receive her award, and she will give an acceptance speech, which promises to be powerful. You know what is so unique about Toastmasters? It is the least expensive educational journey one can have in one's life.
Absolutely. The only thing you have to put in is time.
And guess what, Aaron? You don't even need to put in 100% effort. If you put in 85% effort into what this program can offer you, you'll get 100% return.
Wow.
What an investment.
Absolutely.
You don't even get that.
And I tell people, think about it. You talk all the time. You're always practicing. You always have an opportunity to articulate yourself better.
And that 100% return equates to an exponential growth in your personal and professional life.
All right.
You know what I want to share is that we talk about reaching for the stars. We talk about reaching for possibility. And the beautiful thing comes with being in an environment of co-creators is that it also inspires you to push past your limiting beliefs. Because that's the first opportunity, is to give yourself permission to have more than you've ever thought possible or that you believe you can have before. Your future is unfolding in what you give yourself permission to do. Mm-hmm. And I believe that there's an opportunity just to be in the space next week of people who've given themselves permission. I believe possibility, permission, excitement, encouragement, I believe that it rubs off on you. Mm-hmm. And I know there's so many times when I've borrowed someone else's faith. I borrowed someone else's tenacity. I witnessed it and I wanted to rinse and repeat enough until I can adopt it for myself. So I just want to invite those of you, or that person, I want to invite you out. If you're in a place where you really are ready to give yourself permission to push past your limiting beliefs, you want to keep going where you normally stop. If that's you, then come and be surrounded in people that are moving forward in a beautiful way. And again, hook your caboose and go a little further than you've gone before.
So Ms. Nichols articulated the second rule of rowing. Always go second.
Always go second.
Always go second.
Always go second.
In fact,
you know exactly
who would have thought that's what I was saying?
When I presented panels and events, I always want to be the second, third, or last speaker.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing just that.
Yeah.
I'm borrowing your tenacity.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tapping into your mm-hmm. faith and mm-hmm. and into your faith in your ideas are real. Because then they connect to my ideas and
absolutely.
I can present an even grander idea.
Absolutely.
To the conference.
We're not working independent of each other. We're working interdependent.
Absolutely. We got to go to a break, guys. When we get back from the break, I got an answer to the second question as well, and I'll tell you what the answer is when we get back from the break. Toastmasters International Convention 2023. We'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bala Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bala hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on there wanted
now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Are you ready to win your ship $8,000 in cash when you capture the spirit of the Bahamas with your camera? Scotiabank, in partnership with the Guardian Media Group, invites all youth, amateur, and professional photographers to enter the Celebrate Bahamas 50 Photography Competition. Visit guardiantalkradio.com or bs.scotiabank.com to find out how to enter. Snap those photos and send them in by Friday, August 31st. Let's celebrate our proud nation in photos and win your share $8,000 in cash. Terms and conditions apply.
The Nassau Guardian, Guardian Radio 96.9, Hot 91.7 FM, and brings you up-to-the-minute coverage of the IAAF World Championships from Budapest, Hungary. Get all of the information on our 11-member team headed by Stephen Gardner, Devin Charlton, and Shawnee Miloweva. Brought to you by Nagico Insurance, the Bahamas Financial Services, Honda and Chevrolet, distributed by the Nassau Motor Company. And
Percy Fenton Plan, Island Games, doing it.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Thank you.
morning and welcome back to On the Clock on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III and our guest from Toastmasters International Convention 2023, which starts next week, 16th through the 19th. In person, Palmer,
yes,
Grand Hyatt,
yes,
Hotel, and the 5K Fun Run Walk. Roll, if you can.
Push.
I love it. Push your and encourage your people to keep going. Will be on what date?
It'll be on Saturday the 19th of August.
Awesome.
At 6 a.m.
Absolutely. And the contact information for registration?
www.toastmasters.org. Or you can reach me directly at 357-7035.
Absolutely. I want you all to know that I've always been a staunch critic of Toastmasters.
I got a funny story about Toastmasters.
Yes.
I'm actually a former member of Toastmasters. You know?
I could have figured it out.
That means he's now a Ghostmaster.
I did.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. A Ghostmaster.
Good one. I did my icebreaker speech, and you know, it was pretty good. And everyone's like, listen, you were on the right path and sound so well and blah, blah, blah. But I really only joined because I was interested in a certain young lady who was a part of Toastmasters. She was in there.
Yeah.
So wow. To make sure I said that I could talk to her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she in Toastmasters, so I said to myself, self, I need to become a part of Toastmasters. And myself said yes. You know, and then she turned around and decided she was going to get engaged. So I said, well, you know, just going to leave.
That's not about an 85% commitment. No.
But you, leave you've right taken now. So much with you from that experience. Eric Soy was a part of the spot. And the Spot 242 and Thoughtcatcher presents and
Spot,
Bahamas Improv Comedy House when I joined the group. And he inspired me to stay, right?
Thank
and
you.
Sawyer brought I'm a political satirist. Sawyer brought a political satire to his comedy, right, that people picked up on.
Yeah.
He's junior from senior.
Carlos been a couple of times.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, whenever I wanted a good joke and a good laugh, the spot was the place to be.
Absolutely.
And, you know, that's really a part of what the Toastmasters culture brings about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it brings us the ability to use our gifts in an environment where we can be with like-minded people. And you know, a lot of persons right now in our community, and Eric is a good example, they are using their gifts of speaking to enhance their businesses and in their careers.
Mm-hmm.
And career building and even trying to advance and grow businesses is a strong part of our national dialogue. You know, there's a lot going on with small business, medium businesses, etc. And if you really want to understand how to go from the chaos of a vision to the structure of profitability, of growth, and of advancement in a business, the structure of what you will learn through this convention and through this program will bring that blueprint. And that's a part of what I'll be speaking on under my theme in the session. It'll be a TED Talk style discussion about unleashing your potential, how Toastmasters can help you to build your dreams. And whatever those dreams look like and whatever that paradise looks like for you, to be within that structured format to get to that so that you can lay it out and you can see them become reality.
I just want to add to everything that you're saying because, you know, we talked about organizations and hooking your caboose to them and what you're saying is so critical. Come because you want to be inspired in the moment. Sometimes come to something when it's a part of an organization because they're like, I don't know if I want to go the whole, you know, 9 yards with you or a whole 12 yards. Come and walk 1 yard. Come and start, because if you never start, you'll never progress. And so often we're thinking about starting, thinking about the long journey, how long the journey is, and so we never, ever start. So start the step. You may not go 10,000 steps, but step one step, because then you're one step further than you were yesterday. So if you feel like, I don't know if I want to make a full-on commitment for forever, then don't make a commitment for forever. Make a commitment for right now.
Absolutely.
To yourself.
And so for $825, you are going to a professional development experience.
Like was said by Tony earlier, it is the cheapest investment you could make in yourself.
Absolutely.
Well, actually, if they register before midnight, before about 10 p.m. this evening,
mm-hmm.
it's $725. We're still in the early bird until this evening.
And I don't have to start my procurement specialist job until midnight. I could get in on that special price. In fact, this is awesome. I never knew how much I needed Toastmasters until I had to talk my way out of somebody's yard. I am going to be honest with you. It's a wonderful skill to have.
If I can add, proximity is everything. Mm-hmm. If you're in the room, then you're in proximity. Mm-hmm. The people that you want to know, they're in rooms, having conversations, doing things. And it took me years to realize, because I just thought the deal was done based on the mm-hmm. analytics and the data. And really, the deal is done because you're in the room. And you have to first be in the room to then be at the table. Don't complain about the room from outside. Get inside of the room and then influence the room. Mm-hmm. I realized, and I sat with some pretty influential people in the States, and they said, and then you can influence where it's going. And so I invite you, $700, $800, that's a low price to pay to make sure you're in the room to navigate the trajectory of your future.
Now listen, some people would call that the science of influence and networking. I call it OBIA. Ms. Nichols, that's your network. Presentation for the conference. Being in the room, even when you think that you are the least mm-hmm. valuable person in the space, the magic is in how you can inspire new thoughts or expansion of thoughts in people who are established in the space. And that is the connection, right? That is what drives networking and why being in the room is so valuable.
And the room will make you rise. Yeah. I always say, I want to be in a room that makes me stand on my tippy toes.
That's so true.
Man.
Confident.
Man.
When the tide rises, all boats rise together.
Right.
And so many young persons especially, and I could speak to our youth, are looking to get into the rooms that can allow them to manifest their potential.
Right.
And this is one of those places. If you want to be somewhere where you will have not just access to bohemians, but world-class professionals who will be coming to your doorstep. Let's remember now, there are many places in the world where this conference could have gone. And for an organization that's been around for decades to come, it would be a shame to miss it. So I encourage you, just crack open that piggy bank, get on virtually if you're in our family islands, but don't miss this opportunity to be a part of history that will lead to your future. Because your history and your impact and what would have brought you to where you are, whether it's a place of brokenness, whether it's a place of success, or whether it's a place of searching, will allow you to now have additional tools, have additional contacts, and have additional resources to realize that future potential in your present day.
Absolutely. I got to send a shout out to Dr. Ancelino Davis, Toastmaster. He is the gentleman that said to me, Aaron, you have to make space for Toastmasters in your life.
Right.
You need to be willing to see the vision beyond your limited experience mm-hmm. of Toastmasters. And he asked me to trust him that his vision is real. Not made up, but he's bringing an experience to me. I said, sure. And I opened the door to Toastmasters. I even had an opportunity to speak at a meeting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How did that go?
I mean, it went well. Y'all wouldn't let the Chicchanis in with me, though. But so we still have some contention there. Y'all wouldn't recognize my Chicchanis. But we good. We are very good. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we have persons coming in for this convention from all over the world. We have folks from Far East Africa. South. In fact, a member of our board of directors is from South Africa. She's already here.
All right.
Persons from Europe and Asia, United States, Canada, South Africa. They're all coming in, and they're excited to be here. And not only that, we talk about heads and beds. We have sold over 4,000 room nights at the Bahama Resort.
I love it. Let me tell you why, because I'm just thinking, how am I going to talk my way into this conference? How am I going to convince somebody to let me through that door? It's 4,000 people. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't know who I am. I can make it. I will make it. I will figure out what to say.
And that doesn't include those who went on their own and did their own things, such as rented Airbnb and other smaller hotels within striking distance and so forth. You'll always have that. We have no numbers on those, but we know that they're there.
You have over how many people coming live?
800.
And how many people online so far?
Just under 3,000 at this time.
Wow. Yeah. And we're still a week away.
That's
almost,
right.
So.
And 4,000 beds sold.
That's right. And not only that, 4,000 room nights.
Yeah, yeah.
Not only that, they are coming in earlier. Some of them have already been here as far as a week and a half in advance of the convention. Some of them have booked to remain a week beyond the convention. Mm-hmm. They're inquiring about the tours. They're inquiring about excursions. Some of them want to see the swimming pigs down in Exuma. I mean, this is bringing big revenue into this country.
Who best can sell conference tourism to the Ministry of Tourism than Toastmasters?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And Aaron, I just want to send a shout out to the Ministry of Tourism, Ms. Chisholm and her team down at the International Airport Tourism Desk. Mm-hmm. They have provided us with the protocol and hospitality services by meeting our delegates and VIPs and escorting them in and welcoming them in grand style. Big hats off to the team doing a great job down at the Nassau International Airport from Ministry of Tourism.
Absolutely. The website to register again?
www.toastmasters.org.
The registration deadline?
The registration deadline is still open.
For early birds.
For early bird ends tonight. This evening, and the price will go up by about 10% or so.
Yeah. Roughly $50 maybe.
Yeah, thereabout.
Yeah, that's not bad at all. Okay, so as we close the show, let me throw out the answer to the trivia question, and then we're going to run through the list of people who should attend this event. So the question we asked is, what is the first offense Sam committed or is accused of in the song Osam, Osam? And the answer is, you took my woman, Osam, Sam, Osam. Ooh, Mr. Producer, please, if you could play that song, Osam, Osam, for me, so people don't think I lie in, because a lot of people think I'm just making it up. But that's exactly what he was accused of. We got a couple of winners via text. I will contact you after the show to confirm information. Now, as we go, who should be at this conference? Obviously, Aaron Green should be there. Eric Sawyer III should be there. The first name I thought about is anybody in the tourism industry. Taxi drivers, tourism ambassadors downtown, tour operators and the tour facilitators, the tour guides, everyone, Surrey drivers.
Entrepreneurs,
business person. So when we talk about sports tourism, we talk about leisure tourism. This is leadership tourism. Leadership tourism. Mm-hmm. If you understand the power and the ability of your influence or are looking to understand it, this is the place to be. So whether you're a business person, whether you recently graduated, whether you're trying to find what your next steps look like, this is the place to be.
Absolutely.
You know, Aaron, we spend a lot of money on advertisements. Mm-hmm. I mean, our Ministry of Tourism and our government spend millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. And that's good. But there's no better advertisement than a satisfied guest going back home and telling about their experience in this country.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're going to be having.
Absolutely. Mr. Eagles?
Anyone who has the desire to speak with impact, to use your voice to inspire. Mm-hmm. But you want to make sure you've honed your voice, you've owned your voice, and you know how to share your unique story. No one has your story but you. Everyone has content and mm-hmm. information. But only you have your story. Can you tell it right? Can you tell it powerfully?
Absolutely. And in terms of tourism, people come here to experience what we have. It's up to us to tell them.
Absolutely.
To build a vision for them. We're all out of time. I hear you, producer. Cut the mic. We got to go. We're heading down to Bahama for the International Toastmasters Convention.
Yes.
2023. DeAndre Ayton and Eric Gordon. Eric, you see, we convinced DeAndre's mother to let him play for the Bahamas.
Man, if not, why not?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
And again, I've won the debate. The third rule of Rowan is always end the debate. We've got to go. You've been on the clock with our guest from Toastmasters. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.